This Humiliating Doctrine by Thomas Reed. Romans chapter 9 verses 13 to 16. Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. What then shall we say? Is God unjust? Not at all. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. It does not, therefore, depend on man's desire or effort, but on God's mercy. Are any saved? It is only through the sovereign grace of God, the sovereign love of the sin-atoning Savior, the sovereign operation of the Holy Spirit, producing faith in their hearts to lay hold of and delight in the ever-precious Jesus. Have you received this gift of salvation? Why should the sovereign of the universe condescend to save you? Why should God pour this oil of grace, this unction from the Holy One, on you? Why should he convert you into a vessel of mercy fitted for the Master's use, while thousands around you are vessels of wrath, fitted to destruction? Oh, why is this? Because God will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. I must resolve all into the sovereign will, the electing love, and the free grace of the great Jehovah. I have loved you, my people, with an everlasting love. With unfailing love I have drawn you to myself. Jeremiah 31 verse 3. Amazement seizes on my mind. Love and praise should fill my heart. Then cease not, O my soul, to extol the giver of such sovereign mercy. Many professors reject this blessed truth. The pride of man cannot bear this humiliating doctrine, which is so subversive to human boasting. But what are its genuine effects? It humbles the sinner, exalts the Savior, and promotes holiness of heart and life. Any teaching which places Christ on his throne and the creature in the dust, which opposes the evil of sin, and delights in holiness, must be true. Therefore God has mercy on whom he wants to have mercy, and he hardens whom he wants to harden. Romans chapter 9 verse 18. But if God, choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the vessels of his wrath, prepared for destruction, what if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the vessels of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory? Romans chapter 9 verses 22 to 23.